News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Number of cases entering treatment for cocaine as a main problem drug has trebled between 2013 and last year, and it comes really as for the first time more people are seeking treatment for it than for cannabis addictions. Well, for more, we're joined by Pat Leahy, the former assistant Garda commissioner who retired from the force last week after 38 years. Pat, look, we'll speak also to you about the Kinahan Hutch feud too, but first, what's your reaction to those figures? Is that a shock?
Oh, no, that doesn't surprise me at all, Andrea. In fact, we have seen that change taking place over the last year or two, that cocaine has really come to the fore again. And what we've seen now in our stop and searches and in our detections is that cocaine is going up. All our seizures show that as well. And we can see that even from the big seizures coming into the state, we can see that cocaine is really, really coming to the fore. And what we're seeing is we're seeing a change in the type of people. You know, we're stopping a lot of cars, but we're using a lot of the tools for detecting drug driving. And that's become fairly prominent at the moment, and we can see a lot of cocaine usage in that as well. So it's not surprising to us at all. Predominantly young men, some of them from pretty good employment, which is changing also. We could see from the beginning of this year, even we could see a 50%, almost a 50% increase in the number of drug offences that were being detected. And in terms of sale and supply, we could see over a 50% increase. So look, we could see the changes taking place, and most of those detections either include cocaine or are predominantly cocaine.
The HRB report out this morning also shows that opioids remain the most common drug among cases that are being treated for problem drug use. But for the first time now, cocaine has overtaken cannabis as the second most common drug. Is that a surprise?
No, it doesn't surprise me either. And our dealings across the city would indicate that that was likely to be the case. Absolutely. We're not surprised.
Okay. Now, look, as I mentioned at the start, we also want to talk to you about the Kinahan Hutch feud. It all began at the Regency Hotel shooting. You've just retired as the Garda Chief in Dublin. How successful do you think the Garda operations against these gangs have been?
I think they've been quite successful, Andrea. I was actually the Chief Superintendent in the North Inner City when that took place. And we were visited with some significant violence over a very short period. We had four murders within 4 months in the North Inner City. So we felt the sharp end of that particular feud very, very early on. And I think since then, between then and 2020, I think we have been hugely successful in tackling that particular organised crime group. And we see that again now this week. And I would expect that we'll be more successful in the coming months and in the coming years. This isn't over by a long shot.
You've been dealing with the aftermath of all of this in the inner city, in the capital. Can you just describe, Pat, or give us a sense of what that impact has been on the local communities and not just on those that were directly affected?
It had a shocking impact, and that's the word that I have to use here, because the violence was so dynamic and so frequent that it shocked everybody, including the police. And I'll admit it, we were shocked at the police in the North Inner City at the ferocity and the frequency of events that were taking place. And as I say, four murders in 4 months. We were stretched to our limits. And on top of that, on top of the investigations then, we had Operation Hybrid in place to try and stem the actual violence that was happening out on the streets. But I mean, we had children going to school in the morning time, passing armed checkpoints, armed Garda checkpoints, you know, which we didn't want and the community didn't want, but it was absolutely necessary at the time. So it had a devastating impact on the communities in and around there. And another aspect of it was that the people that were actually fighting had gone to school together. They had grown up together. They lived around the corner from each other. So it was very personal and very vicious. So it really had a very, very significant impact on the community.
Daniel Kinahan was named by the High Court as a senior figure in the Kinahan organised crime gang, which operates on a global scale. What's his legacy in that area?
Well, I mean, the legacy is we have a trail of death and destruction inside in the North Inner City and across the capital. And I mean, it's quoted in lots of media outlets that there's 18 deaths attributable to this particular feud. And I mean, that's just outrageous. It's totally unacceptable. So, I mean, really, that whole time has left a stain on our city and on our country as a consequence of a certain group waging war on the people of Dublin and the people of the North Inner City.
Can they be dismantled?
Absolutely. There's no alternative to dismantling them. I suppose the reality is, Andrea, that has happened with all of the groups prior to the Kinahans. And it'll happen to everybody afterwards as well. You cannot take on the state and hope to win and hope to walk away when you visit that kind of death and destruction on the communities and the citizens of our country or any other country. And I think what people misunderstand in the criminal world is that the police family isn't confined to one country or one area. There's an international police family. And we line up with our national resources and our units and our international resources and units. And there's a network of policing across the globe that when they come together and focus on a particular issue or a particular group, they're going to dismantle them. So, I mean, I'm absolutely confident that that is what is going to happen. We can see it happening over the last number of years and again this week. So it is going to happen. I'd be hugely confident of that.
But Daniel Kinahan, who's in the United Arab Emirates, is still there. Like, will he ever be extradited back here?
Well, we just have to wait and see how that plays out. But you can see the net tightening, and you can see what happened in the recent months, where we had an attempt to set aside everything that has happened, an attempt to go on a marketing campaign to cleanse his name and his history and his legacy. And of course, the people of Ireland wouldn't accept that. And our government wouldn't accept it. The state, you know, as a whole, won't accept that. And we saw the response that came from that. And we saw the aftermath of it. So I think he made a huge mistake thinking that he could whitewash what that group have done to the our capital city and some of the communities around the city. So, I mean, look, I think he made his mistake. He has found out now to his detriment that the people of Ireland will not sit back, you know, that they require justice to be done.
And this is in relation to the boxing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way that he was ever going to cleanse, you know, what he has done to our city and our country. The government and the state simply couldn't sit back and allow that to happen. And they didn't.
OK, we'll leave it there. Former Assistant Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning. This listener has texted in to say that, could you please mention Cocaine Anonymous? This is in relation to the report that's out this morning from the Health Research Board. It's probably the least known but saved my life from drinking cocaine over 10 years sober now, and anyone looking for help can get it through the CA Ireland website, and it's free as well. And that comes in from a listener this morning. It's CA Ireland. And dot info.